We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The MPW Digital Podcast Network proudly presents McCready and Siski, powered by Rain Total Body Fuel. Join longtime SEC beat writer Neil McCready and former South Alabama assistant, Alabama staffer, and Ole Miss recruiting coordinator Tyler Siski for an hour of football and fun. Listen and enjoy as they talk ball, the national landscape, and much, much more. Now, here's your host, in the Clark Ford Studios, Neil McCready.
Welcome into episode 167 of McCready and Siski, powered by Rain Total Body Fuel. I'm Neil McCready. That is one Tyler Siski here on this Monday, April the 22nd. Hope everyone had a great, safe weekend. I know Tyler was spending his weekend dancing to Morgan Wallen out at Hemingway Stadium.
Wrong answer.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I am doing good. What did I do this weekend? Did baseball yesterday, baseball Friday. Saturday did a whole lot of nothing. I did play Uber for my brother-in-law. He was in town. He was going to the Morgan Wallen concert, so I took him and his guest from the hotel to the concert.
Guest, huh?
Guest, yes.
We're brought to you by Rain Total Body Fuel. 300 milligrams of natural caffeine, BCAAs, electrolytes, zero sugar. It's got what you need to push the limits and achieve your goals. Check them out on Instagram at Rain Body Fuel to learn more. I've got the Harvest Grape Rain Storm. Clean energy today. Zero sugar, clean energy on a day where I'm a little tired. I stayed up last night watching the Thunder and the Pelicans.
I did as well.
A little tired, but Rain Storm's going to do the trick here.
I'm going with the old Valencia Orange, Neil. Valencia Orange usually is my morning flavor, but I haven't had any in a while, and I was just kind of feeling it, to be honest with you. It tastes like sun-kissed orange in a can. It's good stuff.
You know what Harvest Grape tastes like?
Fanta.
It tastes like Fanta grape or that knee-high grape from back in the day without the sugar, though. You can taste the non.
Yes.
It's cleaner tasting.
Yeah, more flavor.
All right, I got to tell you about my weekend.
Hang on. Before we get going, okay. Though, Cooper Chevrolet chat's already bumping,
forgot.
Neil.
That's okay. Forgot.
It's okay.
See?
The Cooper Chevrolet chat is already bumping. And Neil, this week is the final week of truck season at Cooper Chevrolet. You can get as low as 0.9% APR financing on a Chevy Silverado or 1.9% APR plus no payments for 90 days on select Chevy SUVs. Offers are valid through April the 30th. So make sure you call area code 256-236-4481 and tell them that McCready and Siski sent you. All right. Now, speaking of trucks and cars,
yep.
Tell me about your icks. Give it to me. I've been waiting.
I patiently
did not ask over the weekend
yeah.
when because you text me. He's like, yep. You were pissed when you text me. I could tell.
I was irritated.
You were irritated. You were borderline. You were in that irritated, pissed window. And so I was
bewildered.
Like, save it for the show.
All right, first thing, I gotta go here. I've been married to the same woman for more than 27 years.
All right,
I feel like I know her fairly well at this point. As you know, she's a great cook.
She can.
Laura's a great cook. You walk in, you can smell sometimes stuff going on. It's like, man, I mean, it's very hard. It's very hard to maintain my girlish figure when she cooks the way that
yeah,
she does.
I would already be. I'm already fat. I'd be like 650 if I live with you.
She is.
She can cook.
She has a very green thumb. I've always known that. Loves planting stuff. We planted all day yesterday.
So you're saying her and Aaron are complete opposites.
I wasn't commenting on Aaron.
Can't cook, kills everything.
You know, most people that fit that description, great cook, really yeah. good gardening and stuff, you wouldn't think that if you put them behind the wheel of a 15-foot U-Haul, that they'd handle it remarkably well. I was impressed. I followed.
Well, most don't get behind it to begin with.
I followed my wife back from Nashville. She was driving the U-Haul. I drove the my Ford F-150 from my friends at Clark Ford. And then took the same U-Haul through Memphis all the way up to Rogers, Arkansas, north of Fayetteville.
All right.
At one point, I looked down. We're going through the mountains up at the north part of Arkansas. Beautiful land, but you're going down hills and off to the side.
Truck rolls.
Yeah. Going 91 miles an hour, following someone in a U-Haul.
The U-Haul was going 91.
She was cruising. There was never a moment that I watched and
no
thought.
Shit.
Yeah. Never a moment that I thought she's totally out of control. Actually, I think I know what it must be like.
She's going 91 in a U-Haul.
If Martha Stewart and Dale Earnhardt had had a child, it'd be Laura.
Really?
I think so.
Did she get a lot of tickets?
So here's the most unbelievable thing. In our house, there's five of us.
Right.
She's the only one that's not been ticketed.
Wow. And she's going 91 in a U-Haul.
In a 15-foot U-Haul.
I didn't know they could
driving
go that fast.
Like a bat straight out of hell.
How in the hell did they go that fast?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's supposed to.
She got up under the hood and took the governor off before she took off.
I mean, I put nothing past her. But it was impressive. A little frightening, but impressive.
Did you ever call her and say, hey,
no, I just left it alone.
Let it ride?
I let it ride.
Long trip, so you got to cut those miles off any way you can.
Yeah, I mean.
And by the way, if the cops came out, they may well have stopped the U-Haul. But a U-Haul going 91, there would have been a search of the back of that vehicle.
They would have opened it up.
They would have opened it up.
They would have opened it up. Because they would have thought.
You're running for, yeah. You got some.
They would have thought she was.
You got some herbs in the
she
back.
She was doing some Breaking Bad.
Yeah. You got some herbs or some unique chemicals in the back. Some pool chemicals in the back. Going to clean some pools up in Northwest Arkansas. Oh, and you're heading to the Ozarks.
Yeah. They would have thought Breaking Bad. They would have thought you're going to find some meth in the back of that truck.
Which is probably, by the way, Ozarks, one of my favorite shows ever on Netflix. Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen a good bit of it. It gets pretty dark. And so once it started getting really dark, I was like,
House of Cards, Ozark, that's my shit. That's my
jam. I loved House of Cards.
Yeah, it got dark too at times.
But it felt like a true story.
I've heard that it's based on a true story from someone that would know of a.
I mean, don't we all know what happens in Congress? Don't we all really know why our country is so crazy? Don't we really know why?
I mean,
when you get elected, first of all, you have to have a little screw loose to run for public office like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is there a normal one in there?
So when you get to Washington, if you have a foible, and most people do, they figure it out and they get you. Come on. They get these guys up there. I mean, take a look around Congress. This is not like the GQ selection here. These aren't guys that would pass as male models, right? They get them in Washington. Alone.
Where are you going with this, Puff Daddy?
Oh, you know, I'm not going. I'm telling you exactly. They get them alone. They get them in some hotel. They wine them and dine them a little bit. And then all of a sudden, some 47-year-old guy, 55 pounds overweight, some 24-year-old girl's hitting on him. Next thing you know, they're in a hotel. There's been cameras put in those rooms, and it's all on camera now. And they say, hey, you want to lose your family? You want to get exposed? You want to get and his answer is, God, no, I'll do anything to cover this up. All right, well, hell, you vote this way. And then after a while, not only does he vote that way, they give him little stuff, little lobby. Hey, we'll give you a trip here and a trip there. We'll give you that's how it's done. Everyone knows that's filth.
You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
We started talking about that. And TikTok popped up. It said, you're talking about sensitive things. Age restriction may apply.
See?
And it knows. It knows about you and Nancy.
And Big Brother's watching.
Big Brother's watching. Hey, the speaking of, I told Neil before the show and all the people on TikTok, they passed the TikTok ban bill through the House. And coincidentally, about 5 minutes after that bill went through, the former head of the, I think it was the Secretary of Finance Committee. I had to look, see exactly who it was, but did a thing and said he was trying to get a group together to buy TikTok. Imagine that. Hostile takeover. Hostile takeover. Yeah. TikTok's not going anywhere, but we got a year. All right, so give me your icks. Give me your icks about driving. What give me your icks.
Ick number one.
Oh, you get it written down?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's a visual. You can't be focused on the road ahead if you are driving doing this.
That is true. I have to.
You're driving an 85.
I'll be hand raised guy. I've done that before.
I mean, everybody's done it before, but you can't go cruising down the interstate 80, 85 miles an hour doing this. I don't think you're understanding the reaction time that gets involved with something if it goes boom. You're not ready for it. But yet you look around and it's everybody, and you can see them. And then the worst one is the dude sitting, or dudette, sitting in the left lane.
2024, Neil.
Left lane. Yeah, I don't know. or whatever you identify yourself as. Sitting in the left lane. You're sitting in the left lane.
Where's my line? Is that him over there?
No, he's back in the back, the big lion.
Oh, I'll go get him for you.
You're going to get the lion?
Yeah.
Okay. We have our props here in the Clark Ford Studios. Just in case I ever want to identify as a lion. See, there he is. He's not going to sit up, though, but look, there he is. There he is, lion. Rawr. You can't sit in the left lane, and you look at it, you know what's coming. They're sitting in the left lane. All of a sudden, traffic's backing up. They're going 67, 68. They're not paying attention. You pass by them on the right, and you look in, and sure enough, on the phone. Just locked in. That's ick one.
Okay.
Ick two is against trucks. Mm. Why the truck? I don't know. Listen, you guys are doing your job. I respect your job. It's a vital job.
Yep.
But you can't get over in the left lane and then
not pass.
Go 70 miles an hour.
Drives me nuts.
If you're going to get in the left lane, go. And I know someone will go, well, there's speed limits. Well, then sit your ass in the right lane.
I hate when they get over in the left lane to pass another truck, but they don't pass the truck.
Right.
That pisses me.
Because that makes me think that you guys are communicating with, hey, let's hold this up.
Hey, let's just fuck with some people.
Let's just mess with some people. Yeah. Let's do this for a minute and let's hold it up. And then the other one.
Uh oh. Is this the worst one?
This is the one that probably grates on my nerves the very most.
All right.
I'm in the left lane. I'm trying to pass, but I can't pass and get on through because the person in front of me is going too slow. Okay.
Okay.
And I get the guy behind me. I call him the hard charger.
I hate this dude.
He's right on top of me. He's like, what do you want me to do, man? I mean, I'm here. You can see that someone's in front of me. And if you can't, you probably could deduce that. There's all this line of cars on the right. You getting right up on top of me is only making this a dangerous situation. I mean, the guy's he's so close on top of you. You can see the whiskers on his face. He's so close. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, a bump draft. You're going down I-40.
Yeah. Are we drafting? Is that what we're doing? I mean, are we thinking this is Dega? Because the problem with I-40 compared to Dega is that Dega, everybody's a professional race car driver, yes, with the possible exception of Joey Logano.
What you got against Joey Logano?
He's a little bit reckless. Anyway, on I-40, ain't everybody a pro, man? I mean, you got young people, old people, people not paying attention, people tired, people distracted. You don't need to get right up on top of somebody.
No.
That's not going to push them out of the way.
No.
That's it.
All right. Neil, as you already know, today's Monday, and the Oxford Royals were in action this weekend, which means when we come to the show on Monday following a travel baseball tournament,
yep,
I come to you with some fresh travel baseball icks.
Fresh icks.
Some fresh icks. I'm a three-time world champ for all you new people on TikTok. I'm a three-time world champ, so this is my third time through all this. I do not get as I'm laid back about the situation because I've seen it, done it, the whole deal. All right, so let's go travel baseball ick number one. This is gonna get right Neil McCready's feels. This is 8-year-old, by the way. Eight as in the number eight. You, yep. Eight and under.
Yep.
Having to show up for a 3 o'clock game to get loose. Now, remind you that the time limit of the games, the actual games.
8-year-olds are loose when they pop out of the bed, man.
8-year-olds now, okay? The entire time limit for the game is 1 hour, okay? That's how long the games last.
Yep.
Having to show up, or let me rephrase that, being requested to show up at 1 hour and a half before the game.
Why?
That is a great question.
Why?
I don't know. It had major Ed Orgeron vibes on it. They were out there.
8-year-olds have.
I was like, I can't do it.
Two things.
I can't do it. I was an asshole. I apologize if it offended anybody, any parents that are listening. No. If it offended you that me, my wife, nor my child were out there at 1:30, I apologize. It's nothing. I just am not going to take my 8-year-old to go get loose for which, by the way, they don't even get loose. Their arms, they don't throw it hard enough to get loose.
Well, they're born loose.
They're born loose, right?
At 8, you're loose.
They're 8.
If 8-year-olds need to get loose, they got problems.
And we show up at like, I get there plenty early. I get there at like 2:05, still 55 minutes before the game.
Still too early.
Dude, they're out there like ripping infield and everything else. I'm like, major Ed Orgeron vibes.
Come on.
I wanted to remind everybody that, you know, when we were getting ready for the college football playoff game against Ohio State, pretty big game. Pretty big game. Mm-hmm. You know what time our guys went out there to get loose?
An hour before?
About an hour and 15 minutes before. So we added 30 minutes to that because, I mean, dude, and you cut it off at 25 minutes because of pregame. So you really only get about 40 minutes to get loose in college. But we got an hour 30 just to ha-ga-ga. That's ick number one. So
okay.
I apologize if that upsets anybody. It's just me. I did not show up on time.
Well, no, but let's be clear here. 8-year-olds, for the most part, have an attention span of what? About
40? Mine?
Maybe 40 minutes.
Shit, not even that long in my house.
I mean, they're not locked in for an hour. You're asking them now to lock in for 2.5 hours?
Yeah, no.
No, how about this? Hey, fellas, and I would always be, if I was, get here 30 minutes early, and not even to warm up, just so I can figure out who's here and who's not, and I can make the little lineup card thing.
Yep, so.
Right?
It doesn't take that long. I mean, even in baseball, like, even with the older guys, I mean,
because what is warming up? Just throwing pitch and catch a little bit. You're not going.
They hit infield. They took some swings in the cage and all that stuff. But even like in high school, they go about 45 minutes. I mean, it's not even that long. No, but anyway, all right, I got this sent in to me, and I've seen and heard this happening. I just haven't witnessed it. But I left this one off the sheet. I forgot to. Mm-hmm. We had a write-in ick that there was a tournament. In which, you know, now when you go and you enter these tournaments, some of these big tournaments, they break you up. I've told a story on here about throwing the rings away when we won the consolation bracket. Like, you have a winner's bracket, and then you have a consolation bracket. Well, they're giving rings and everything else out for all this stuff. There was a guy that sent me a message. It told me about a tournament he was at with his kids, and they broke it up into three different brackets. So okay. They had basically the teams that went 2-0 in pool play in one bracket, mm-hmm. that teams that went like 1-1 mm-hmm. in one bracket, and then all in the last bracket, they had three teams, just three teams, mm-hmm. in one bracket. They all lost their opening round game, so they were all 0-2.
Okay.
So the two teams they played or whatever, and the other team, the team that made the bye or whatever,
yeah.
lost. And got second place rings. They got a ring. It did not win a game all weekend. So my ick is this. If we wonder what's wrong with our society right now, it's like, it's okay, little Johnny. Thank you for showing up. Yep. We're not even doing the participation pat on the back. Like, good job, little Johnny. It's okay that you struck out 64 times in a row. It's okay. We're not even doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Now we're giving hardware for it.
Like, ring.
I've never felt more.
Listen,
I've never felt more disvalued as a human being on earth. Like, so when I went and my wife and I, we wrote out our will. Okay, first child, right?
Right.
Writing the wills, and it's funny how your mind changes a little bit. What goes in the will and things as you're younger.
Yeah.
So we get married. We write out a will. I have about 9 rings. Okay.
From when you went 0-3 and little.
No, I have about 9 rings. I have, you know, SEC championship rings, uh-huh. those kind of things.
Yeah.
Things that are very important to me that I worked very hard for.
Of course.
For. Okay. Yeah. And in my will, I have it designated who gets the rings. My kids don't give a shit about a ring because you go into any of my kids' rooms right now, mm-hmm. and they're just, they got them laying on the floor. They just got them like laying on the floor. What's that for? I don't know. That's for finishing 16th in that tournament over there. They don't even give a shit. Like, it's, I got this nice, beautiful ring case.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't give a shit about those rings.
Well, they don't understand it.
So,
how could they?
That bothers me. All right, I got two more.
Right.
All right, this happens all the time. And if you go to baseball, any kind of travel baseball, you're going to see this. When the coach is celebrating harder than the actual players.
Yeah.
That gives me the cringe, man. That gives me the cringe. They win a game. He's like, let's go, let's go. And the kids are just kind of looking at him like, what's wrong with this guy? That's an it. Because that tells me. Yes, 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
This tells me that you care way too much about this.
Yeah.
That's just automatic.
Yeah.
Automatic ick.
You spent time.
Oh, yeah. Automatic ick.
Yeah.
Automatic. And then the last one, we all know this one is, don't be the catch the ball coach. Like, I saw a coach yesterday. Kid hit one, you know, he drops the ball, and he's just berating the kid. Catch the ball. Hell, I got a great idea. I want you to go teach him how to catch it. Instead of just, I mean, hell, he knows he's supposed to catch it. An 8-year-old, I know this is hard to imagine, 8 years old, they know they're supposed to catch the ball. They know they're supposed to throw the ball on target to first base.
Yeah.
So don't yell at the kid and be like, throw a strike. Or I hear that all the time, too. Throw a strike. Like, no shit. Yeah. He's not trying to walk the motherfucker. Like, it drives me nuts. How about teaching him either how to do it or shut the fuck up?
See, this is one of the reasons at Carson's soccer game, sometimes I have to go down to the fence level. It's not because I'm a psycho. It's because I'm going to say something to some of the fans.
Yeah.
Some of the fans
it's
are like,
hard, man.
Why don't you just shoot it into the net? All right.
It really is, dude.
I mean, you want to turn around and go, all right, do you know he knows that, right?
Yeah.
You know that he gets credit for the goal if it goes into the net. Why are you kicking it right at the goalkeeper? Well, he didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Now, if he could place it like somebody who played for Chelsea or Tottenham or Manchester City, guess what? He'd play for Manchester City.
He's not right now, though.
I mean, you know what I mean? Right now, he's just trying to win a high school game. We're doing things here.
We're doing things. All right. Let's get on to some fun stuff.
All right.
That was enough for that. I apologize. All the people on TikTok, I apologize for you. I just got my icks. All right. The NCAA transfer portal. Let me give you some hard numbers.
Okay.
As of 10:30 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
Okay. There were 676 scholarship football players in the portal. All right. 439 of those, Neil, mm-hmm. are FBS players. So okay. 439 FBS players are in the portal. There's going to be some more in the next few weeks. I think the total number of scholarship players, both FCS and FBS, will probably get close to 1,000.
Where are they going?
That's a good question.
Because everybody's being pretty selective right now. I think you're seeing more.
We're trading is what we're doing right now.
You're seeing more and more coaches and programs going, you know, you bring in too many of these cats in June, and if the mix isn't good, it's going to be too late to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm 100% on board with this.
I'm going to make an analogy. You're making chili, okay? You're making chili. The early stages of making the chili, you can manipulate the flavor. You can hey, going to need to add a little something. We can do that in a minute. Might need to add a little salt. Maybe it needs a little cayenne. Maybe whatever it needs.
Right.
Needs a little more liquid. But there does come a point in the chili making process or the soup making process where you've added too much and there ain't nothing you can do about it now. I mean, it's just not going to be very good.
Got to bowl it out.
But even then, right now you're going to mess with the texture of different things or whatever. It's just bottom line. It's going to be edible. But if you were planning to win awards with this, it's not going to happen.
Correct.
It's just not going to be that good. You've added too much salt or whatever the case may be, and it's just simply not going to be good.
Agreed.
And I think that's with the building a roster. You can – the earlier in the process that you add things, the more easy it is to – manage. Hey, okay, yeah, maybe we put a little too much of that in here. We'll compensate with it here. You get to June and you've added too much salt, too much pepper, too much whatever. You made it too spicy, one habanero pepper too many. Just kind of, it's not going to be great. And when you're trying to win at the SEC level, the Big Ten level, you kind of need the soup to be great.
So I'm 100% in agreement with you on this. And, you know, we'll talk about it here in a minute. But you take a team like Colorado, who's taking nothing but portal guys, right? And when you add that, when you add that many portal guys, and that's the basis of your recruiting, and that's what you're going to do, you are trying to build this culture, Neil, okay? And everybody says the word culture, 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 culture. What is culture? Culture, culture, culture. All right. You're taking a bunch of individuals and hired mercenaries and trying to get them to believe in your team game. And it's not really – they went in the portal – not all of them. I'm going to say this. Not all of them.
Right, not all.
A vast majority, though.
Sure, I think that's
go
fair.
Go into the portal as mercenaries. They don't care if they go play at Colorado, Alabama, Arizona State. They're looking for, hey, what's mine? What can I? What is it? What is best for me? They're not in it for a team purpose. So you're taking a team game and you're trying to preach this team message mm-hmm. with a bunch of individuals. And that's
who aren't really bought in. They're not going to be there long enough to truly
get bought in.
Right?
They don't have the emotional tie-in, mm-mm. the emotional buy-in. So, in turn, what happens is this: as long as everything is going hunky dory and it's snow clouds and bunny rabbits and My Little Ponies, probably won't have a whole lot of issue. But the second you have real adversity, they're going to run for the hills. I don't think it was a coincidence.
I make a mean chili, Andre. I'm just going to tell you that. I'm really good at chili.
I don't think it's a coincidence that last year, Colorado started off the year 3-0.
No.
And then they went 1-8 in their last nine.
Because kind of once adversity hit.
What are we doing here?
Who are you playing for?
Yeah, so.
You're trying to get ready for the NFL, or you already start thinking
whatever.
About the portal. You like, this is not working. We're not going to win.
We're going to opt out when both yeah. season come.
You know, if you're not completely bought in, you're completely bought out. That's the reality in a team setting.
And this is.
And you're trying to get guys to, hey, cheer for the guy that's competing with you.
At the end of the day, it's an
individualized deal. You want veteran wide receivers to work with the young guys. Well, they're not going to work with the young guy if the young guy's about to take their job. They're just going to opt out. Or if they just got there and they're just a veteran that showed up, unless you have some culture inside your program that values camaraderie and such, they're not. Why am I hanging out with this young kid? Why am I helping him? Can't do anything for me. I'm looking out for me. There's a lot of that. I think coaches know it. I think that's one of the reasons that you're seeing people. There was a lot of predictions from coaches that the spring portal was going to be chaotic. And for the most part, it really hasn't been right now. But I think what you do see is a bunch of guys that have gotten into the portal and there's no place for them to go.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is you got – you
all
don't.
Right, we got to address something here. Grind, ask a question. We're coming back. I'm not interrupting you. Is there a difference between chili and taco soup? Is there a difference between men and women?
What is taco soup?
You never had taco soup? It's like corn and beans and the beef and tomatoes and it's a soup though.
I eat the hell out of it. Sounds like I eat the hell out of it.
You'd probably like it.
I like chili.
It's brothy, but it's different than chili. Chili is more of a. There's just a difference. It's not the same thing. So yes, there's a major difference. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. There is one in here I don't understand. Jaden Rashada went in the portal, and he's going to transfer again. That's your guy. Saw him at the Las Vegas Bowl.
Oh, we did see Jaden. Yeah.
Yeah. Saw him at the Las Vegas Bowl. Spoke to him. Neil said, "What's up, man? Hey, good." So he notoriously signed with Florida, had the NIL issues, didn't get what he was promised, basically bolted, went to Arizona State, was a starter for first four games, got hurt.
He was one of the first guys to get into the portal a couple years ago who asked for big dollars. And people are like, it's never going to get like that.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it, but people now do.
Yeah, they get it. And then because I read an article about The Athletic that said he was promised like $14.6 million. I was like, I don't know about that. That seems to be some communication. But anyway. We digress. I don't understand this move. A lot of word on the street is that you know, he'd be interested in going to Georgia, being a backup, and then taking the reins over. Okay, cool. If that's your, if you're willing to go somewhere to be a backup, why would you leave right now? Why wouldn't you just play a year and develop where you're located and then go in the portal in December?
Yeah, I don't, unless, is there a big payday involved?
I mean,
here's my thing is if your goal,
not not enough to change things. Nobody's paying a backup quarterback like
if
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If your goal is to get to the NFL,
play.
If that's really your goal.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously his goal.
I mean, everybody says it, but now there are some guys who are like privately going, look, I know I'm not going to play in the NFL.
This kid will. He's talented.
I'm going to get as much as I can now.
Yeah, he's legit. I just don't understand it. Like, why would you go somewhere to be a backup? Why, if you're leaving, why wouldn't you go somewhere to be a starter?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start looking at the schools that are inquiring, you know, whatever. And a lot of the schools that have the money, here's the problem. The schools that have the money to pay for Jaden probably already have a quarterback because they've spent their money on a quarterback. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like this one, I'm just real confused on this one. I don't get this one, but whatever. It's up to him, obviously. But most schools, as we said the other day, most schools, spring recruiting or spring contact period started last week. Most schools did not go out last week. They spent the week guarding home base. They will start to sprinkle out a little bit this week, and then then everybody be pretty much full tilt on May the 1st, rock and roll, and when the portal closes. A lot of teams, I think, strategically had their spring football in this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an extra week of guarding home base.
Yep.
So I think we're about to see. Like I said, I think the number will get close to 1,000, but we'll see. All right. We'll talk about this briefly. Before we get to the NFL draft, I did get to listen to some of your show today, so I know y'all talked briefly about it. A lot of NIL legislation passed through to the end of last week. So these states are currently in the process or have passed, basically the same law. That's Virginia, Mississippi, Nebraska, Louisiana, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Missouri. So basically what they're doing is they're passing whatever verbiage they use in their bills. They are passing laws allowing the athletic departments to purchase the NIL rights of the student athletes. So basically allowing the athletic departments to pay for NIL. This is what I want to say about it, because nobody's really talking about this. Be careful what you wish for, because you just may get it. Football's going to be fine. Somebody brought this up on your board last week when this passed, and it hit me. Football's going to be fine, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to pay for football because that's what pays the bills.
Right.
That money has to come from somewhere. When athletic departments start putting their money into the collective and they start paying the bills, these non-revenue sports, you're not going to go pay a million and a half for a women's basketball coach.
No. Agreed.
Do you follow what I'm saying here?
100%.
So be careful what you wish for, because you just may get it. So these revenue-producing sports are going to get all the perks. These non-revenue sports, it's not going to be equal anymore. Because what is Title IX anymore? After the other day, I don't know. My wife went on a Neil McCready rant the other day. You would have loved it.
It's fair.
I mean, she went on a crazy train on it.
I don't understand why that's difficult for people to – I could go on another tangent. I won't.
Let's do it. We won't tangent.
Why is this difficult?
It's not. It's common sense.
I mean, but I'm frustrated at women right now. I really am. I'm proud of Angel Reese today, standing up, just basically saying, hey, protect women's sports.
Yeah.
Women fought deservedly, valiantly, for decades.
Literally. Almost a century.
For equal rights.
Yep. Or probably a century.
For Title IX.
Yep.
And they don't fight to keep it. Not all. There are some Riley Gaines, obviously. Yes. There's some that do.
As a whole.
But as a group, as a majority, they don't.
Yep.
And I don't understand it.
No, you're 100% correct. But be careful what you wish for.
Well, and if you drop Title IX, if you don't fight for Title IX protections,
there's not going to be any sports.
They won't exist.
They won't exist. I don't understand why people, you know, how what makes things so hard.
I mean, seriously, look at the college game. How many, seriously, for a minute, we just got through watching a very, very successful women's basketball tournament. It was excellent. It got better ratings than the men's tournament.
Yep.
People fell in love with Caitlin Clark, with Angel Reese, with the girl at Connecticut, Beckers.
Yes.
But these are really good players. The girl at SC, who I can't think of her name, but God, what a good player she is. I mean, people literally watched, and it was not some sexist deal about, hey, we're watching this girl because she's hot. No, we're watching it because it's really good basketball.
Yep.
It's what you fought for.
For a century.
And you just kind of let it go? Why?
I'm dumbfounded, to be honest with you, a little bit. I don't understand. It's the common sense of like, hey, guys, look, if you do this, you do understand it. Now we gotta make money. We got to move money around. We're not going to, if Title IX doesn't exist, I'm going to venture that 80% of women's sports are dissolved.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. So how many programs in women's basketball
made money
last year? South Carolina, Connecticut probably. Iowa did, obviously, Caitlin Clark. I mean, we're talking about five programs.
Maybe.
How many women's
big bill too?
It's a big bill. How many softball programs make money?
Zero.
I mean, only one I can think of is Oklahoma.
Zero.
If it's costing money and there's no law requiring that you keep doing it in a sports world where now you're telling the people that run these athletic departments, hey, the way we did it in the past, that's out. This is a business now. They're going to kill it.
Kill it.
And then you're killing so many opportunities for young women all over the country who go to college free. It's the problem with all of the NIL stuff and all that is
the people.
Look, I've paid for one to go to college. I'm three quarters of the way through with another. Young women, don't tell me that a college scholarship doesn't have value. Shut the F up.
That's what we've come to.
It's total bullshit.
That is what we've come
to. You're damn right it has value. I can put a number on it.
Yes, you can. Twice.
I can put a number on what a full scholarship would mean. Twice. I can put a number on it. And you look up and you see these people going to like schools like University of Georgia, University of Florida, schools that are hard to get into, schools that are expensive to go to for out-of-state kids. And they're going for free? You're telling me
and they're getting into school when they probably wouldn't. They're getting to bypass admissions.
Regardless, they have a skill that other students don't have, and that got them in. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. I'm just saying. There's other opportunities.
It's in the same way that there are kids that go to the University of Florida because they're great at math.
Yeah,
they have a skill that most people don't have, but it has value. It has absolute monetary value. And if you say, "Well, it doesn't mean anything to me," well, then maybe you don't need to go to college.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Preach. Preach.
Okay. No one makes you go. I've never seen anyone. Hey, student athlete A, you don't go. No. People, well, it's the only way to go professional. No, it's not. No. It's not. That's not true. You could chart another path and go professional. You run fast, jump high, look like a stud, they'll give you a shot.
Somebody will give you a
it
shot.
It might not be the as good of a shot as you'd get if you go won the Heisman Trophy at Georgia, but you'll get a shot. Not a requirement. That's total horse manure.
Yep. The other thing that you've predicted, I don't know how long, since I first known you and this stuff came up, one of the first things out of your mouth will also occur. If we're giving money to NIL, boy, I don't know if we're going to make that an old addition to the old stadium over there.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
And so you're going to see this NFL turn to facilities. Uh-huh. Like, it's one of my favorite things is when the guys would leave and go, like they'd leave Alabama or Ole Miss or somewhere, and they go to the NFL. They come back and go like, how was the trip? Man, their facilities is a shit.
It's unbelievable. They're stunned, of course.
If the average fan would be completely shocked if they went to some of these NFL facilities.
Because what's in it for the Detroit Lions to have state of the art or whoever?
Do you know why they don't have facilities, Neil? Because most of the owners, they say, would you rather me put monies in facilities or into your pocket?
Players.
So now what has college turned into? Do you want to put money in facilities or your pocket?
Yeah, be careful what you wish for when you say, hey, let's go to a pro model. I want to get back to the other the Title IX thing for just one minute.
Sorry. I didn't mean to stop you.
No, you didn't. She's a phenomenal coach, the woman at South Carolina, Dawn Staley. Phenomenal coach.
Beast. The best.
Just amazing. They lost 6 players last year to the WNBA. Turn around and go undefeated and win the national championship. Remarkable.
It's impressive.
Beat Connecticut and Iowa in the Final Four. Won the national championship. And the day before the national championship with the platform, full scale platform right there. You can make news here if you want. You can become the voice for young women everywhere. She's asked a question about biological males playing women's sports. This is not controversial. It's just not. It's not. She's asked a simple question. And she could have given in that moment. And she goes, well, you're distracting me on the day before. No, come on. Your game plan's in. Come on. You know how to beat Iowa. You know what you're going to try to do tomorrow. The players know. This whole you have no time to think about anything else is malarkey. And they, by the
I
way,
was
they,
stunned.
And by the way, they had a great plan. They did it. It was an amazing coaching job. I'm not criticizing her. Except for this. She says, you could see in her mind going, I just don't want to say it out loud. So I'm not going to. I'm going to say the other. I'm for everybody, anybody who identifies. No, really? Is that really what you want? Go back into your locker room and tell them that. Because I promise you, you can find 13 biological males who would replace every person in that locker room and be a better basketball player.
Probably on your campus already, as students.
Whatever. But I promise you, it was an opportunity to
go to the intramural building.
It was an opportunity to stand up for young women. She didn't do it. It was so disappointing. All in the name of appeasing this fractional minority.
She must have been on the Bud Light advertising committee.
Just come on, say it. No, I'm not for that. You just got through coaching a group of young women to a perfect season after they lost 6 players to the professional ranks. Mm. You're in the middle of doing a phenomenal, but all those people had to buy. It was disappointing.
Anyway, I agree.
It's one of those topics that I don't understand why it's controversial. I really don't. I don't. It's where I think if you put 100 people in a room with honesty,
it'd be 100%.
99 would say, yeah, it's stupid. That's stupid to let biological males compete against females in a. And yet there's this pressure on people. Right now, absolutely. We should if you should play as whatever you identify as.
God. I mean,
it's absurd.
I don't even know.
I mean, it'd be like if I took Rizzo to the Kentucky Derby and said, he thinks he's a horse.
Let him run.
He wants to run.
I was like, oh, come put a little, put the,
you know what they say though?
Who's going to ride him?
I mean, I don't know.
The lion.
I mean, Leo the lion.
Leo the lion.
Legend the leopard over there. He can ride him. Right? He identifies as a jockey. People would say this is insanity. Of course he can't run. But he says he's a horse. He says he's a horse. I mean, what if I put a long tail on him?
You know what it is too?
If I put a mane on him and I go, he thinks he's a lion.
What does that do? Here's
where
I have a hard time. Is it so asinine and it's so preposterous and it's so fucking dumb? I have a tough time arguing. Like anybody that wants to have a debate about it, I just always end at, are you stupid or something? I mean, it just really bothers me. But anyway. All right. Real quick.
I think it's the frustrating part about it is that they don't really believe it.
Oh.
That's the frustrating part about it is that deep, they don't even.
Push comes to shove.
It's not even something they really believe.
It's about holding a status and with a certain group of people that you feel like you need to for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. Sneakily sliding through the news. Nobody's talking about this. I thought this was big. First of its kind. FedEx donates $25 million to Memphis Athletic Department, NIL.
All right,
$5 million a year for the next 5 years.
Here's what I'm watching on this.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Here's what I'm watching on this. Because if you tell me that players continue to that player salaries, okay, I'll be nice, NIL continues to grow, I'm going to tell you corporations got involved.
Okay.
And here's why.
Fair.
I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about Laura earlier in the show. The other day, we were sitting outside, about a week and a half ago.
Laura Earnhardt. Yeah.
She has to be so disappointed in me because I don't really drive that fast.
Disappointed.
I mean, she has to be like, this could have been, you know.
Could have married a guy. I could drove faster.
I could, yeah.
That's what she's worried about.
Yeah, because she's the one that, you know, you finally look over at her, like, do you want to drive? And the answer is yes, I want to drive. Anyway.
Hey,
go ahead.
I just want to let you know that we have officially pissed off the TikTok world.
Oh.
They've put us on restrictions.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome to the show, TikTok. We got a big restriction across the bottom right there. All right, go ahead.
Oh, you don't think everybody's listening?
Well, you figured if this was a Chinese-run app, they would be, like, all for it. But yeah. No, even the Chinese don't like
our discussions. Chinese want to corrupt us. The TikTok they see is not the same TikTok we see.
All right, go ahead. We got a strike from TikTok over here.
Strike two.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So she's like, you know, Caroline graduates college next summer.
Yeah.
Carson graduates high school.
Yes.
Next May.
Year.
Yeah, 13 months. And some tissue. I'm kidding. She's like, we've always talked about taking the kids on like a trip to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically like
Clark Griswold, European vacation.
Well, on those lines. She's like, we're running out of time. I mean, you're right. And so I called my travel agent, my friend, John Edwards.
Yeah.
And I gave John a pretty big budget. Hey, we'll put money back every month, blah, blah, blah. It's a number that's bigger than some of the numbers I've heard from people who give to the Grove Collective, okay? And I'm sure that people give to whatever collective at your
right. Insert school X.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be clear. I give to Florida basketball, Arkansas baseball, ULM water skiing, and I'm still searching for a football program
Georgia.
To supplement, thinking about Georgia. You know, I want someone that's going to return.
Yeah, return investment,
I want ROI. Here's my point. If we were putting that kind of money into a collective and something happened financially, loss of job,
yep.
Kid got bad sick, mm-hmm. Had to replace a vehicle before you were prepared to, whatever. That's the first thing to go from the budget. That's the first thing to go. People who are given, say, $1,000 a month to the Grove Collective run into some financial trouble that they didn't anticipate. Happens. It happens. That's the first thing to go. It's the first item gone. Bye.
And if it doesn't, you need your priorities.
And it, well, if it doesn't, you're probably not married to a woman.
Or anyway, who identifies as a woman.
Yeah.
Strike three.
Yeah, you're just not. And that, it should be the first thing to go. Yeah. Right? So that's my point. That's the hey, let's get the fans as a collective to pay into a collective to pay the players. That is an unstable business model.
Yes.
Okay. The only way that it's you're going to tell me that it continues to grow is if you tell me that it's corporate funded. And here's my question to FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm fascinated in 5 years when this deal is up. If I say to you, what was your ROI? Because it looks good, sounds virtuous, right? You're providing money to the University of Memphis, right there in your hometown. Memphis and FedEx are synonymous with one another.
Basketball plays in the FedEx Forum.
I mean, you think if I tell you Memphis, you think FedEx, the Grizzlies, and crime. That's what you think.
Is it still FedEx Field at Tiger Stadium?
I think so. But right, that's what you think of. If I tell you Memphis, you think you think FedEx, the Grizzlies, Elvis, and
Rendezvous
and crime rate.
Gus's Fried Chicken.
That's what you think about. But what's in
Brandon's Windows?
But FedEx doesn't just
First 48.
FedEx doesn't just provide for Memphis. They're a worldwide corporation.
Yes.
So if someone's in the room, and this is what I would have said in the room, why are we just doing this with Memphis? Why not Tennessee? Why not all the states that we touch? Why not Ole Miss? Why not Mississippi State? Why not Arkansas? Why not Alabama? Why Memphis? Because of all the programs I just named, that's the least profile program.
Yeah.
Why would I not? Why not? Hey, if we're trying to get splash here, why not? Let's sponsor Alabama. Let's give Alabama so much money that we have a FedEx patch on the Alabama football jersey. Everybody'll know it. My question is, what's the ROI on that? I was up in Northwest Arkansas over the weekend. Tyson's given all this money to Arkansas for basketball. And my question, if I were in the room with the people at Tyson's, what's in it for us?
Yeah, I think it has to be like Fred Smith, the founder, owner of FedEx. I know it's all transferred over and he's retiring and all that stuff, but he's a billionaire. And he's done this in the past with Memphis, but with giving money and all that stuff. And he's a good dude. I'll tell you what it does to me. What makes me want to go ahead and just pencil in old Memphis for that 12th spot in the playoff, because they're gonna have fuck you resources compared to everybody else in America in the group of five to get that last playoff spot.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
And like, so I guess what is FedEx gonna have, like their patch on the jersey?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if I'm giving big money,
I'm sure there's going to be that kind of.
Isn't that the next thing? If I sponsor your big collective, I want.
I 100% think it's coming that way.
Like the NBA teams, the Yankees have a corporate patch.
Everybody does now.
Yeah.
NBA was one of the first ones to do it,
I know.
You know, now NFL's doing it, you know, more on practice jerseys, but NFL's doing it.
Yeah, sure.
No, I 100% think it's going that way. Like, and that's the whole thing. Is like, I guess, you know, Realtree had to do the thing with Ole Miss, right? They had to get like special waiver and all that stuff. There's an NCAA thing, but like, hey, in case you haven't heard, if you want to sue the NCAA, now's a good time.
So, I mean, I think if a corporation said, "Hey, we want to pour $100 million into your athletics program, and what we want in return is we want our patch on all your jerseys." I mean, if I'm in the room. And someone goes, "What do you think?" I'm like, "Why are we even thinking about this? Let's just do it."
Still go back to it. Anytime the Saudis want to sports wash and control college athletics, all they got to do is pick a team, any team.
You know, it's the funny thing, because people around will laugh at you when you say it, and then they think about it for a minute. It's like, what would we say to that call?
What's the Roy? The Roy rumor was $850 million. Do you know what kind of football team you could build? Hell, football team. You know what kind of athletic department you could build for $850 million?
For a tenth of that.
Oh my gosh.
You added $85 million. what could you do with it?
You could literally think about this. If Saudis were going to say, "Okay, we want to sports wash sports," there's roughly 300, you know, plus or minus scholarship players in all the sports in an athletic department. They said, okay, we're going to give you $300 million. Every single player gets $1 million a year. Dude, you would run the NCAA.
Yeah.
There's nobody that would. You could do it.
But I'm with you. I'm watching this. And someone in the thread said, this is not FedEx, it's Fred Smith. I get it, but Fred Smith is FedEx. And so when he does this, it's worth noting, okay, they struck a deal. Let's see what this looks like in 5 years.
All right, well, move on in interest of time here. Quickly, last week after the show, we had a show on Monday, did not have one on Thursday. NCAA did adopt a two-minute warning and the technology of one earpiece in the quarterback, one on defense, which we've talked about before, that's now into rule. I sent Neil a text, like, shocker, everybody thought I was crazy and arguing with me. It's not going to stop all the signaling. You're still going to have to signal. If you're going to be up-tempo, you still have to have somebody signaling and letting. If you're going to not huddle, there will have to be additional signalers to the other people. That's just, if you want to play fast, there's no getting around that.
Okay.
That's also why some schools did not use it in the bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the advantage, you know, which we talked about, which Lane talked about at in a press conference a couple weeks ago, the advantage is it's going to cut off 15 seconds on the play clock or when the snap's called. I would be interested to see if it slows down some teams, okay? So, like in the past, you know, when Lane's going really fast, he likes to snap it with 30, 32 seconds left on play clock. What if he wants to get them lined up and think and look for a minute? You think that's going to slow it may slow some tempo down too.
Yeah.
If you're getting lined up with 32 seconds instead of trying to snap it,
yeah.
Hey, let me see what they're going to do here for a second. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be interested to see that. For me, I'm interested to see that minutia of, are we going to continue to play fast, or are you going to give me a few seconds to see what they're lined up in to check the play?
Probably a little bit of both.
So I'm interested to see that. And then one of the other things that was kind of unique is there's going to be – I just laughed and giggled at this one. There's going to be 18 tablets allowed on the sidelines and in the box, coaches and players. Anybody can use them.
Mm-hmm.
Why 18? Like, who said, you all got a great idea? 18's the number. Hey, you can go pay the players all the money you want to. They can transfer anytime they want to transfer. But by God, we're only going to have 18 tablets on the field. Like, who gives a shit?
I don't know. That's dumb. I don't know.
I just would like to know who said 18's the number. Like, they came up, they did a study, 18 is the number. So,
I don't know.
I mean, all these other rules, 18 tablets. All right, Neil. We are going to have the draft show on Thursday night. Somebody's talking about it in chat. Is that you?
Yeah, there was someone that asked if Chase would be here. He's going to be covering Ole Miss baseball that night.
Draft live show. He would rather be doing the draft live show with us, I guarantee you. Draft live show Thursday night. We'll have to see. Draft start at 6? Like, didn't it start at 6 last year?
Let me see.
I think it starts at 6. It used to.
I thought it was at 7, but we'll find out. NFL draft begins at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, Thursday, April the 25th.
All right. Well, we'll come on right before that.
We'll get rolling a little before 7.
All right. Couple things going in the draft, a little pre-draft talk, and then we're going to get to life advice and get you out of here. This is going to be a very, especially first round, which we'll be covering live on Thursday night. This is going to be very offensive tackle, wide receiver, heavy first round.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half the picks of the first round will either be an offensive lineman or a wide receiver. I mean, it's a heavy.
And then like 4 or 5 quarterbacks.
And then, yeah, 4, I would say, if you put a gun to my head, I would say 5. Wouldn't be surprised if there were 6.
Well, that's a heavy quarterback class.
It's a heavy quarterback class. But there's going to be a ton, because when you have a ton of the same position like that, you are going to have a ton of trades, I think, in this draft. I think there's going to be a lot of people trading up into the first round because maybe they see, okay, there's 7 receivers, I think, that are first-round caliber guys. All right, so let's talk about real quick. We'll talk while I'm on the receivers. I'll just pull them up real quick. I got them right here on my computer. All right, Malik Nabers. Okay, personally, I think Malik Nabers is going to go 5 to the Chargers. I think the Chargers will keep that. If everything goes hunky-dory and there's no trades, I think the first 3 take quarterbacks. I think Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State, will go 4th to the Cardinals. And I think the Chargers have to get Herbert a wide receiver. Have to, unless they trade it. Now, here's a trick. If they know they're going to go wide receiver, maybe they don't like Neighbors as much as, you know, Rome Odunze from Washington, who's another dude, top 10, top 12 pick. Well, they can start trading down to get their guy because there's so many of those guys. So I think we're going to see a ton of that, especially offensive line-wise and receivers, the way those guys are going to get graded by every team. Like, if you look, Joe Alt from Notre Dame, the tackle, he's probably, if you just put a gun to my head, going to be the top top offensive lineman taken. And he's a dude. He's a baller.
Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame. And I can't pronounce this guy's name, but Talese Fuaga.
From Washington?
From Oregon State.
Oregon State.
He's a dude. I think he is.
TikTok's going to strike you for calling him a dude.
Yeah, they probably already have. We already got the restriction on their age restriction, so our viewer numbers shot down because of age restriction.
What's the age, though? 18?
I don't know. It's 21. I don't know what it is.
50.
I didn't ask. Yeah, probably 75.
78 and a half.
The only way you can watch our TikTok is if you identify as a lion. That's where we're at right now. But I think him and then the kid from Washington will be the first three taken. So
we got one viewer on the show. One viewer. Is that right?
Yeah, that's probably who's going to be on. Then you got Mims from Georgia. You got a lot of dudes there. All right. So I like the kid from Oregon State as well a lot. So I'll be interested to see how that plays out. All right. So here's from a quarterback's perspective, in my honest opinion, I think there are, like I talked about last week, I've gone back and watched them all this past week. I still think there are only three first-round quarterbacks, in my opinion. Okay? It's Caleb Williams, it's Jaden Daniels, and it's Drake May. Those are my three.
Okay.
I have a feeling that this J.J. McCarthy stuff is being so overhyped. Like, I just don't see it, man. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I don't see J.J. McCarthy some people are talking crazy talk. Like, he's going to be top five pick. I just don't see it, man. It's a throw-in league. And I'll go back. I don't know how you say that if I'm at Michigan and we got a top five player that's going to be taken in the draft, and we don't even let the guy play. I just don't understand that. I don't see it. I just don't think he's a top five guy. I don't think he's a first round guy. Michael Penix Jr. Same kind of thing. I think he's going to get overvalued because of the position and the need. He'll get taken higher than he probably deserves. I think he's a second round guy, but some people will like him. And for me, and I'm going to say this, I think this is where you get value. In my opinion, You got Caleb Williams up here. Then that second tier is I still take Drake May before Jaden Daniels. And this is why I don't think that's going to happen. I think Jaden Daniels is probably ready to play now before Drake is. But I think Drake has you got to remember, he's 3 years younger. You know, Jaden Daniels did the COVID thing and all that stuff. Drake May is 3 and done. So we're talking age gap here. I'm betting on age here. Give me an extra 3 years with a kid. That's why I personally would take Drake May before Jaden Daniels, but I think you can throw them in a bag and pick one. I think they're both kind of will do well. I like them both. After that, Neil, somebody sell me, okay? I'm being serious. I want you to sell me this. I haven't talked to you about this. Tell me why J.J. McCarthy is a better quarterback than Bo Nix.
I don't know enough about him to do it. I mean, I can't.
If I said the same, hey, Neil, tell me the reason that Caleb Williams is a better quarterback than Bo Nix.
He's got a better arm. He's more accurate.
You get my point,
yeah,
right?
Just more, yeah. Just he's got an NFL skill set that I don't know that Bo necessarily has.
So if we can't distinguish between J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, why the hell are we talking about this kid like he's a top five pick? I guess that's my point. Like, I don't see it.
I don't either, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good college quarterback. And if you told me he's worth an NFL flyer, sure.
I'm not saying he's a shitty player. I'm just saying he's not a top five pick.
Right.
I don't think he's a first round pick. But, you know, anyway. And the two that'll be interesting to me is to see where Brock Bowers is going to be. He's the only first round tight end. And, man, he can really he's a dude. I think he's going to go. I would look for the Jets with Brock Bowers. That's who I'm.
That's at 10. That's the hot rumor.
I got that. On good authority, that's...
I mean, it's kind of everywhere right now that that's who the Jets are targeting at 10 if he's there.
Yeah, that's not... And then Dallas Turner. Dallas Turner's probably... You got him and what's my guy from Florida State? Transfer, tore it up. See, that's why you don't even remember their names, because Jared Verse.
Oh.
The edge guy from Florida State will be the two edge guys. I think they're first-round guys for sure, and probably the Latu from UCLA. And then Chop from Penn State. So those are probably four guys that are top first-round edge guys. But Dallas Turner, I think Jared Verse will also be that top 10, 8, 9, 10 in there, along with offensive linemen before you get to the DB. So I think you're going to have wide receivers, quarterbacks, offensive linemen, and edge rushers top 10 picks on that. But we'll have the live show Thursday night. Bring your drinks. What you going to be drinking, Neil? What we got? What's on the menu?
I'll probably start with a couple of beers, and then depending on how it goes, I might pour a little bourbon into a glass and see what happens.
Okay. I don't know yet. I'm probably going to go. I got to figure out my ride situation. We got all kinds of shit going on. Playoffs not till Friday, so I don't want Brock out late.
Yeah.
So I got to figure that out. Aaron's going to be, she'll like, screw you. I'll be Ubering back to the house. I got to figure out how to get here. That's what I got to figure out how to do. I'll probably Uber here, Uber home. Show up, me and the Uber guy, live. Live for the draft. Brock came with us last year.
Yeah, he came last year.
They had the game on Friday. So
I don't know who was more ready for that draft first round to end, Brock or me. It was close.
It's close. it'll be another one. So, all right, Neil, you know what time it is?
It's time for Life Advice, presented by Cole Walters of State Farm Insurance. Cole is licensed in auto, home, life, health, business, and pet insurance for the whole state of Georgia. Contact Cole at 706-525-7850. You can also reach him at ColeWaltersInsurance.com. All right, life advice. Got a submission here. Got to pull it up. All right. I'm going to do this on my phone. It's a little easier than on my computer. I was trying to do it on my computer, which I have synced to my phone, but it's just not as good of a screen. Here we go. Life advice. I've been trying to get hired onto a job that I love doing. Been trying to get hired for the same position at a few different places for almost 9 months now. A few times I've been on the short list for the position that I want, and I've gotten to the point where it looked like it was going to be a done deal, but every time I get to that point, I get told that they want to go in a different direction. Every single time, they all say a variation of the same thing as to why they don't pick me for the position. It's always something like, we really like you, or we know you're going to do great things in the future, but now is just not the right time. This has happened at multiple different companies now, not just one company. I have phenomenal references. I've been told my resume is great, and I have a little bit of experience doing this job in the past. I'm getting to the point where I don't want to give up on my dream. I think he said where I want to give up on my dream. I don't want to give up on my dream. However, my friends, mentors, and family are begging me not to. There's a confusion there. There's an English confusion.
Yes.
I think he's saying he wants to give up on his dream, and his friends and everyone are saying that he shouldn't. I provided a little more context here. It's my dream job. I know it's what I'm meant to do. I keep getting told no, because apparently even though I have a little experience doing this in the past, it just gets... I keep getting told no because apparently I'm getting confused with this. It just gets demoralizing to keep getting rejected. The saddest part for me is that I wish I knew what I was doing wrong. I can't get any feedback from the employers who I apply for to tell me what I can do to better myself. Any and all advice would help and be appreciated. Please keep this anonymous. Much love as always. Thank you, guys. Look, I don't know all the context here. I don't know how old or young you are. I don't know what sort of responsibilities you have or whatnot. I think this dovetails with what I said last week.
Yeah, very similar.
Talking about when I talked to my kids about this. Very simple. Really is. When you get up in every day and you look in the mirror, you're going to see you. You're the one person you can't get away from. You can get away. You can look your wife in the eye and go, I need some alone time. It might piss her off, but you'll get it. You can tell your kids, hey,
Makes you're happy in my house.
Yeah, I mean, mine would be like, you got it.
You got it, boss. You got it, take boss.
You can tell a friend, like Tyler can call me and go, hey, you want to go do something? And I can say, man, I just don't feel like it today. Okay, cool. But I can't get away from me. And I'll tell you this, as someone who didn't always chase his dreams in his 30s when there were opportunities, you don't want that regret. I spent some time in therapy getting through some of that. Avoid that. Look, if you've decided that you can't reach your dream, if you've made that decision, it doesn't matter how many people in your life are telling you to do it. But as long as it's something you want to do, you got to keep trying. Simple as that. Yeah. Until you get to a place where you're like, it's not worth it anymore.
In a weird way, I don't mean to get, I'm not trying to get all spiritual on y'all today. It'll happen when it happens. I spent the early part of my career trying to get a job. And it is very frustrating. I went, how many cycles did I go? Four cycles? And it got to the point to where, I think I've told the story on here before, but when I was, I thought I was going to get the Arkansas State tight ends job when it opened, only to be told no. And it was the most perfect situation of all time. And I was just like, hell, and I remember getting all up in arms that I didn't get it. And then after that, when another spot opened up, the wide receiver job opened up, literally 3 weeks later, I was just like, yeah, if it happens, it happens. And by gosh, it happened that time. I think the timing, there's a saying that if you want God to laugh, tell him about your plans. It works on its own time, man. I mean, you got to, if that's what you want to do and that's what you want to pursue and that's your dream job, you never give up on your dream job. Never. If that's what you want to do, you pursue it and you keep pursuing it. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But you cannot waste, in my opinion, and this is advice I'll give you, is you cannot waste heartache on things that you cannot control.
100%.
You have to, and there's a, be where your feet are, control what you can control, whatever. You cannot get upset about things that are out of your control. You can only control what you can control. What can you control? You keep applying. You keep working towards that goal. And when it happens, it happens. But if you give up, you're letting other circumstances dictate your outcome. And that's just part of the deal. And if that's what you want to do, go do it. But I know you're trying, but there's no reason to get frustrated about things you cannot control. You're not ever going to be able to force somebody to hire you. The only thing that you can do is do the best job that you can do where you're at. You see a lot of this in coaching, Neil. Remember who's in coaching. It's like, remember who's signing your paycheck. You got GAs that are trying to be head coaches tomorrow. They don't want to go through the necessary steps it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. And my always advice to everybody was, how can I go from being, or even in front office stuff, hey, how can I go from being an assistant DPP to a general manager? I always say, do a really damn good job at being mm-hmm. a DPP or assistant DPP or whatever your job is, and you'll get promoted. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, and look, sometimes, especially in coaching, sometimes it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And that's the same thing in life, the same thing as jobs. I know many people in the real world that get pissed off because somebody that probably didn't deserve the job got the promotion because of who they knew or the relationship or whatever it was. But the only thing that you can control is the job that you're doing right now. And if you allow not getting that job to affect your current performance, now you're hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. So always say, control what you can control. Do what you can do, work hard at your job, and then good things will happen.
I think someone gave some pretty good advice in the thread. Continue to apply, but don't be stagnant. Do something else for now and do it well. Do it well.
Yeah.
And then keep trying to do your thing. And then be honest with yourself about what you're chasing and why. Like, what's that about? What are you chasing and why? I mean, if it's really something you feel like you just got to do, it's what you're meant to do. When you do it, you're happy. Okay, then go for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not going to be easy. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to grind.
There's a reason they call it work.
It is.
Because if you didn't get paid, you probably wouldn't do it. Now, you get to a point where you do something you enjoy, but you still get paid. If you didn't get paid, you probably wouldn't do it, or you wouldn't do it as much, right?
Yep. No, that's facts.
All right, we'll be back on Thursday. The other thing we'll have going Thursday night, we'll have NBA playoffs will be going on. I know you're excited about that.
I watched a good bit of the NBA playoffs. Yeah, I did.
We'll have
watched playoff time. They play
game
defense.
Three of Knicks and Sixers, 6:30 on Thursday night. We'll have game three of Cavaliers and Magic back in Orlando Thursday night.
I have to admit, I will not be focused on NBA basketball on Thursday night.
We will have game three of Nuggets and Lakers late Thursday. That's the 9 o'clock game. Nuggets lead that series.
Hell, I watched the hockey game last night.
And we'll have game. That's it. We'll have those three games.
I watched a hockey game last night.
Did you?
Yeah, there was nothing on TV. It was either Naked and Afraid or hockey and basketball, which I was watching the basketball game anyway.
Yeah, it was a good basketball game. We'll close for comfort.
But 2 days in a row, all home teams won.
Yeah. It's like home court matters in the playoffs.
And then I don't know what will happen in hockey tonight, but in hockey, it was the first time since 1970 that all the home teams have won the game so far.
Oh, wow.
Hockey's probably a little bit different, obviously, but
ice is ice.
Ice is ice, but it was first time since 1970 that that's happened.
How about that?
Long time.
All right, we will wrap it up there. We've been brought to you, as we said, by Reign Total Body Fuel, 300 milligrams natural caffeine, BCAAs, electrolytes, zero sugar. It's got what you need to push the limits, achieve your goals. Check it out on Instagram at Reign Body Fuel to learn more. For Tyler Siski, I'm Neil McCready. We'll be back with you guys again on Thursday night with the crossover edition of McCready and Siski. Hand raise, guys. All that stuff will get you through the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft. Until then, take care.